And now we turn to the daddy of them all, as far as ballad groups are concerned, the Clancy Brothers. And they're singing the praises of whiskey.
Whiskey, you're the devil. You're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to America. Your swither stronger days and are your spunky are nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we're run for marching up to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. La, fare thee well. With me to the idle-o-la-ma-da, me to the idle-o-la-ma-da. Me right for tour, a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowardly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. La, fairly well. With me to the idle-o-la-ma-da, me to the idle-o-la-ma-da. Me right for tour, laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me, daughter, from me. For if you do, I will torment you, and after death me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle-o-la-ma-da, me to the idle-o-la-ma-da. Me right for tour, a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunky on the tape. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober, from the Clancy Brothers. Now we have a song from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now this song was a huge hit, and I'm not sure if it wasn't written by Eva Cassidy. And lots of people have recorded it. Here is Anne-Marie's version of Fields of Gold.
You can tell the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. Among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Upon the fields of barley. And we can tell the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. Lightly, and there have been some that are broken. That's where in the days to live we will walk in fields of gold. Yes, we'll walk in fields of gold. Many years have passed since those summer days upon the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down tell the sun in its jealous sky that we walked in fields of gold. That we walked in fields of gold. Yes, we walk in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold there from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now I want to play for you a track from that very talented group, Daydannon. I've been playing some tracks from the album for you over the last couple of weeks. And this one really gets your feet tapping, but the name of it has me slightly puzzled. It's entitled Jenny Rocking the Cradle. I don't think Jenny would rock the cradle at this speed. If so, God help the baby. Some fine musicianship there from Daydannon, and you could hear the Irish drum, the bower on, and Jenny rocking the cradle. This next track is one of my favourite Irish ballads, so much so that I've recorded it myself, but I'm not going to play you that version. I'm going to play you the Dublin Minstrel version. The Dublin Minstrel, which for some reason I find hard to say, was, of course, Luke Kelly. Now, Luke started his folk singing career in Scotland, but then he moved back to Dublin. He had his own distinctive way of singing. And this is the song that tells the story of the young man who was walking along Raglan Road, which is a road in Dublin, and he saw this young lady. And, well, the poem itself was written by Patrick Kavanagh, one of Ireland's leading poets of yesteryear. Listen to how Luke Kelly beautifully sings On Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true God of sound and the stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Now, firstly, let me point out, I am aware that that particular track was longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Secondly, it was a very unusual track in the line that it's an Irish traditional tune played on a piano. Now, the piano's not given to playing Irish traditional music. I think any musician worth his salt will tell you that. But Micheál O'Sullivan made a wonderful job of the track Brian Boru's March. You heard also the Bowron underneath there. And some wonderful dexterity. How he did it, I do not know. Brian Boru was a king of Ireland around the 11th century. And he drove the invaders out of Ireland. The invaders at the time were the Vikings. And there was a huge battle at Clontarf. And that was in the year 1014. And Brian Boru marched on the Danes and he drove them out of Ireland. Hence, Brian Boru's March. I've got an unusual track to play for you now, and it needs a little explaining. First of all, it's sung by the Browns. Now, I don't know if you recall the Browns. They had big hits with things like Jimmy Brown and the Old Lamplighter, a wonderful harmonic family group. They're singing a song here entitled Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya. This song, I was told, was composed years ago when young Irishmen used to go to join the British Army and fight for England. And the people who didn't agree with it, mainly the sort of the nationalists, painted a picture of a man who go off to fight with the English Army and come back dreadfully wounded and injured. And if you listen, you haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You'll have to be put with a bowl to beg. It was trying to point out to people how they shouldn't go, and this is what might happen to them. Take a listen to the Browns and Johnny, I Hardly Knew You.
It's glad I am to see you home, Aroo. It's glad I am to see you home, Aroo. It's glad I am to see you home, back from the island of Ceylon. So low in flesh, so high in bone, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With drums and guns and guns and drums, Aroo, Aroo. With drums and guns and guns and drums, Aroo, Aroo. With drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Johnny, lad, you sure look bad.
Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are your legs that used to run, Aroo, Aroo? Where are your legs that used to run, Aroo, Aroo? Where are your legs that used to run when first you went to carry a gun? You know your dancing days are done,
Johnny, I hardly knew.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, Aroo, Aroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, Aroo, Aroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, you're a helpless shell of a man on a peg. And you'll have to be put with your bowl to beg,
Johnny, I hardly knew.
They're rolling out the guns again,
Aroo, Aroo.
They're rolling out the guns again, Aroo, Aroo. They're rolling out the guns again, but they'll never take my sons again. They'll never take my sons again.
Johnny, I'm swearing to ya.
Oh! As I said, a very unusual track there from the Browns and Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. Something tells me I have a version of that by the Clancy Brothers, and I looked that up for a future programme. The other day, I came into our sitting room. My wife was watching television, and I usually said, "What's that you're watching?" It was a programme about, believe it or not, Dublin Zoo. Dublin Zoo is situated in the Phoenix Park, and it's one of the biggest zoos in Europe. And they do a lot of television work there. I want to play for you now a track from the Black family. Remember, we've been playing them a lot over the last couple of weeks. This is their version of a song called The Zoological Gardens. I had an uncle who used to sing this song pretty well too. Listen to the Black family. They tell us all about the Zoological Gardens. That's in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. Just another little bit of explanation. They talk here about the moth. The moth is a Dublin slang word for your girlfriend, the moth.
Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. Last Sunday night we had no dough, so we took the moth up to see the zoo. We saw the lions and the kangaroo up in the zoological gardens. Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. So we went out there be Castle Knock. Says the moth to me, "Sure we'll court by the lock." Then I knew she was one of the rare old stock up by the zoological gardens. Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. Says the moth to me, "Me dear friend Jack, sure I'd love a ride on the elephant's back. If you don't get moving, you'll get such a crack up in the zoological gardens." Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. We went out there on our honeymoon. Says the moth to me, "If you don't come soon, I'll have to get in with the hairy baboon inside the zoological gardens." Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. Thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin city is in the dark. If you've not any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens.
The multi-talented Black family and their version of the zoological gardens. Reflecting back to when we were youngsters, when we'd have our hoolie at home and my uncle would get up to sing, my mother would say, "Don't sing that song in front of the children." The zoological gardens. Now I'm going to play a track for you by the Wolf Tones. I be honest with you now and say I'm not a great fan of the Wolf Tones. I never was, because I felt a lot of their material was too, well, it was too political. But occasionally they came up with a very good track, like this one. And this one, again, is not an Irish song, as far as I'm aware, anyway. But the Wolf Tones, well, as I say so often, they don't come much more Irish than the Wolf Tones. I think this is a Scottish song, actually.
I must away now, I cannot tarry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms that I love the most. For I'm a sober, seldom sober, I'm a rover. Piedery. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking, out again my love's company. And when he came to his true love's dwelling, he knelt down gently upon a stone, and through the window he whispered slowly, "Is my true lover within at home? For I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm thinking, I'm always thinking, out again my love's company. Wake up, love, 'tis your own true lover. Wake up, love, and let me in. For I am wet, love, and I am weary. For I am wet, love, unto my skin. She raised her up with the greatest of pleasure. She raised her up and she let him in, and they were locked in each other's arms, dear, till the long night was past and gone. For I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. I'm always thinking, out again my love's company. And when the long night was past and gone, and when the small clouds began to go, he's taken her hand, they kissed and parted. He saddled and mounted, and away did go. For I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking, out again my love's company.
The Wolf Tones bringing our programme to a close for this week. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. It's been very mixed. I've had a great time putting it together. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're together again with another of Sounds Irish programmes next week, Joe Bollett saying, God bless you all. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.